Naomi is like one of Sasha's mentors. Like, let's not get this twisted. The people keep getting this twisted. Like, Sasha is the one that can manipulate Naomi. Adrian's stupid self says some stuff. I'm like, woman, silly. That's silly of you to say. She was Cameron on WWE TV with Naomi as a Funkadactyl. She's talking about, well, I think that Sasha Banks manipulated. Naomi was the one who used to protect Sasha Banks. Naomi was the one, her and Tamina, were the ones that would always protect Sasha Banks and her stuff when the women were trying to haze her when she came to the main roster.
What's going on, man? This is Ice Nigma.
Yeah, and this is T Nigma, and this is Enigmas Unchained.
My peoples, this is T-Nigma with Enigmas Unchained, and we are back again for another episode. And yes, I am here with the master of ice, the coolest of cool, the chillest of the chill, your friend's best friend, Ice Cold. How you doing, brother?
Feeling good, feeling great, man.
Excellent, man. So we're going to talk about this Sasha Banks and Naomi situation, right? I waited. We could have talked about this last week, but I was like, nope, leave it alone, because we didn't have all the information. We didn't have as much information yet. So the whole situation apparently happened last Monday. Last Monday was May the 16th, 2022. Yep. Sasha Banks and Naomi, the way that WWE reported it, showed up pretty much and just gave their stuff away. the way WWE just made them look like straight up villains. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're like, well, you know, this statement read, well, they came to the event with their suitcases in hand, dropped off their tag team titles, and left the building without reservation, right? So this happened during the program. So this was like around 8:30-ish or something like that, from what we could ascertain from like how Becky Lynch was out there doing a promo, and then all of a sudden they kind of went commercial. And then they came back for that same promo. That's the reason why I was like, it had to be around that time. They figured out they had actually left the building altogether. And that's when Adam Pearce came out and changed we're going to do Becky Lynch versus Asuka for a chance to go against right. So then Corey Graves, I already don't like Corey Graves. I know he's being fed lines by Vince McMahon. I know he is, but it's like, you have to. This is what he said. This is from this week. He said that they walked out summarily and unprofessionally walked out of the WWE, right? I was like, so you were fed lines, likely, that you had to just read, and we understand you have to do your job to keep your profession and stuff like that, but you've done this on multiple occasions, and it gets a little bit tiring hearing Corey Graves be the one to have to say this all the time. And I know it's Vince, but he's too happy to say it to me. Sometimes I'm like, bro, you need to, I don't know, but yeah, like, so he walked out of the arena during the show, and Nikki A.S.H. and Doudrop were actually scheduled to be part of the six-pack challenge main event. Sasha Banks and Naomi would relinquish their championships and disappointed the WWE universe in the process. I don't know who they disappointed, because I ain't disappointed, especially with the amount of information that we got and that we understand now that's happened at WWE, especially for the women. Now let's rewind this clock back a month or two, right? They have Toni Storm. Toni Storm is in a beef with Charlotte Flair.
Yeah.
That was trash. Okay. the idea, literally, because she's gone on podcasts to state this. The idea was pretty much for her to come out every single week and just be embarrassed by by Charlotte Flair.
Oh no.
So the pie thing was step one. Step two was they were pretty much going to strip the girl on live television.
Put the way. Whoa.
She just talked about this on the podcast. I'm not gonna look this joint up. You know what I'm saying? Like, but she was talking. She was like, I'm done with this. So she pretty much chartered a flight back to Australia. She booked her own flight back home. Why didn't the WWE say anything about that?
Oh no.
Just ask him a simple question. No, okay. Like they didn't even hardly address that. Jeff Hardy, a couple months before that, was in a match. If you watch this joint, I mean, it is some of the most laughable. I laugh my behind off every time I watch footage. When Jeff Hardy, like, he gets in her arm. he's on the apron. He does like a move. And he's like on the apron. He just drops off the apron and just walks through the crowd. I was like, what the world? He's it's like something's clicking his head. He's like, why am I doing this? I'm going home. And he's left, right? And they call him a drug addict. Well, you know, we know he has a history of drug abuse. And they're like, and people's like, did y'all do a drug test on him though? Yeah, you know, we did. And then like, no, he's clean. He's like, no, I'm clean. I haven't done anything. He said, I just don't want to be here anymore, right?
Because the man had just talked about how he wanted to do a program with Roman.
Yep. Yep.
And all of a sudden, no. We ain't gonna do that with you. What we're gonna do for you though, we're gonna have you do all these house shows. Have you on TV for a minute. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But this, what you, so yeah. So you just smile and you know, clap it up with the fans.
Yep.
At a house show,
sucker. You ain't good enough to be on TV. I mean, no, so there's a certain part of that I did agree with the way that they were booking him in WWE, that he shouldn't have been getting like shouldn't have been beating young stars like that. That it should have been like more of a passing of the torch, which I know he would have been cool with if you gave him a good storyline with it. But the problem is that like for them, they don't know how to write no goddamn stories. So we get all these like Roman Reigns has got them jacked up. Okay, the Tribal Chief is phenomenal, right? But the problem is he's too phenomenal. And you know this sounds crazy, but just hear me out. Just hear me out for a second, okay?
I got you.
Right, just hear me out. Roman Reigns is too phenomenal. The dude has not lost in like 3 years almost, right? A. I'm B. Right, yeah, like he's pretty much the modern-day Bruno Sammartino. Let's keep this at 100. He is killing the game right now. So that happened, right? Then you have, you know, all his programs is him embarrassing the other person.
Man, listen.
I'm going to smash you. You know what I'm saying? Now, I love hearing him say that because it's funny, but he's not lying at this point. Every time he says this, I have no evidence to dispute that he's going to smash you. Every single person that stepped in the ring to try and fight Roman Reigns now has gotten their behinds beat. Now, who we got left? Do you remember? Member Bearers remember? Pepper Stormy remember this? do you remember when Shinsuke Nakamura, like a month ago, got in the ring with the Tribal Chief, and the Tribal Chief just hugged him and said, "You know, I'm a progressive Tribal Chief." And he was like, "You know, you can work your way up to a title shot, yeah." And then the Usos super kicked the sucker, and there was zero consequence. They just super kicked Shinsuke Nakamura out of the main event, and that dude is who he scrapped with now. Who he scrapped with?
They allowed him to win over Sammy.
Yeah, over Sammy. Yeah, so he's scrapping with Sammy now. And I'm like,
that was a kiss of death.
Yo, yeah, pretty much, you know. I really do believe what they're trying to do. They're gonna let Randy Orton rest, and if he's able, SummerSlam is gonna be Randy Orton versus Roman Reigns. That's what I believe they're going to do. That's just me. Like Randy Orton gets to go home, kick it a little bit, you know, rest a little bit, because he's been doing a lot with the RK Bro joint, trying to do the hard work of getting Matt Riddle over. That's a hard task. You know what I'm saying? So he's finally getting some steam, but I was telling him like he has to get over on his own now. He can't just be out here using Randy's stuff and trying to get over. You need to not figure out your own character. Whether or not, because that's more beneficial to WWE, is like raising up another star with his own name. Right. Now this ties into the Sasha thing. And this is a round circle. Just deal with us. We take this hot air balloon around the world for a moment. Okay. Now Roman has been busting up suckers since 2020. During the pandemic era, when he came back and mauled Braun Strowman and The Fiend, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, the goal, that's all. And both of them suckers don't even work with the company no more. He smashed them suckers out of the company.
It's true. And then turned around and did it to the homie, man.
Yeah, did it to the homie. You know what I'm saying? Like, got turned Edge into a monster for fighting the tribal chief. Now he's on the mountain of omnipotence with the Judgment Day group. You know what I'm saying? Because he got smashed by Roman Reigns. It all went down here when he lost Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. So I mean, just processing this whole situation. Then we look at the women's side, right? We're done with the men's side. Roman is king. There can't be any new stars. They won't build new stars. You got Cody Rhodes, but like I said, he's on a 6 month time span right now. Me and Ice said we hit the clock. We're like, all right, we're gonna wait 6 months. So it's April. Then by October, we'll have a final deliberation on what WWE is going to do with him. Right now, they could give him as many graphics, pyro, as they want to give him. But by October, if he ain't getting the same love, it didn't matter. Didn't matter. So we're just waiting and saying that's not because I want Cody Rhodes to see. I want him to actually be able to be a WWE champion as a Rhodes. I get it. His papa was denied that opportunity. I get it. I want him to have that. But I also would like for him to have that with interest, if you feel me. Like him actually becoming a big babyface, not like just a babyface that beat Roman Reigns, but the babyface that beat Roman Reigns. I want that for him. Right. I don't know if WWE want that for him, but we will see. Like that's what, and that's even off of us thinking that it was conniving how he did stuff with AEW. We do. I really do believe he used them boys. I mean, I can't knock the hustle. I really do believe that. I think Kenny was the only one privy to all this stuff because he really never really liked Cody Rhodes. They need to trust the man that's always an ultra instinct. I don't know why in the world they didn't do that, but that's okay. That man was all. What is that, bro? I'm sorry.
It's Kenny by God Omega.
That's right, man. Man's always an ultra instinct, man. So it's like, look, man. He's like, no. You could tell even on TV he dealt with it, but he didn't really vibe with Cody. Even when they built the company, Cody's always on the other side of him. You know, they're not close. He's like on the other side of the book, something like that. I was finding it interesting. I was like, huh. They don't really vibe. You know, I
mean, now that you say that, that makes sense. Cody was always Cody. It from the, on the outside looking in, he was cooler with the Bucks.
Very cool with the Bucks.
Hangman.
Yep.
He was with Kenny.
Yeah, Kenny was hardly around that dude. Like he tolerated Homeboy's presence. When you could, if you go back and watch like the Being the Elite joints, when they were like in the hotels, like doing the interviews and stuff, taking questions from the people. You know, Kenny's on the other side of the room. Cody's on the other side of the room. When they did that program, when they didn't like each other, that wasn't very hard to convince me. You know, like that. That wasn't very hard. I mean, I know that they had professional respect for each other, but I know that Cody didn't like Kenny Omega. Kenny Omega is literally the best wrestler of this generation. It's like there's no anybody that disputes that is freaking insane. Now I love Daniel Bryan. Don't get me wrong, he's the best technical wrestler of this generation. I'm not going to take that away from him. But best wrestler. By a country mile is Kenny Omega, bro. I'm not like that. That's though he ain't doing promos. I'm like, nah, he's funny. He's absolutely hilarious on promos. I mean, like, he's more fun to listen to, you know, than Roman Reigns sometimes. I mean, like, Roman Reigns just has a swagger to him. It's the reason why Roman Reigns character works well. Roman Reigns has a swagger to him that is very, very relatable, right? Kenny is a goofball, right? He's a comedic guy, but even when he gets serious, you see the madness in his eyes when he's like that. No, you see that. You like, you go back and watch how he ejected AJ Styles from Bullet Club, and gotcha. tell me you ain't feel that in your soul, like, man, a person that. I told you that was a day that I flipped for Kenny Omega. I was like, Kenny Omega, we good. I was like, that's it. I was like, I don't need no more convincing. That's it. I said like, that promo when he was like, why I starved. So we gave you everything, and he's like, I starved myself. And I refuse to let myself be great. And now he said, I'm done with that. And I was like, oh, okay. You got my attention. You know what I'm saying? So that was the promo that made him to me, was that promo against AJ Styles. He was like, AJ, we gave you everything, boy. We gave you everything. And I sat there and I ate the scraps. And I was like, yeah, bro, that's an angry man that wants to lead a revolution. And that's pretty much what he did. It was dope. You know, so like, but that situation told you to look for a wrestling. So it's like, he'll just get his loopy wrestling. No, so like, but that situation around him is completely different, because what he did when he went up, he was willing to sacrifice himself to get people over. Mm-hmm. People say he was insane for doing this. You know, like for the first year, mm-hmm. people were mad that he didn't become the first champion. And I was like, no. He can't be the first champion. Jericho need to be the first champion, okay? Because Jericho knows how to carry a title when it's brand new. He just has better experience, better acumen when it comes to the idea of what it's supposed to be. And Kenny Omega's character at that time was not a character that Americans could understand yet. So they let him suffer. And he suffered, and he suffered, and he suffered, and he became Kenny by God Omega, the belt collector, the god of professional wrestling, right? And that right there is enough. He don't have to go by nothing else for the rest of his career. You got the cleaner. The best bout machine is literally the dopest line, I mean, the dopest name in wrestling. Y'all can fight me all y'all want. I'm like, nope, you don't understand. Like, and the fact that he lives that, like every person that he's beat, he wore them out.
Man, listen, he washed Rich Swann, man.
I wasn't going to say it. No, mention it. Ice did this. I didn't say this, okay? I didn't say this. Did it.
Yeah, I did it.
But you're right. But you're right, though. You're right. He washed that dude. He wore his behind out. And I'm thinking, like, to myself, like, the Rich Swann should have, like, a level of stamina to match his size, right? You know, that would go beyond Kenny Omega. But this is real life tiredness. Like, he wore your boy out literally in the ring. This is not like not the choreographed part of wrestling, but just the wrestling acumen. Kenny Omega wore that dude out. Homeboy was literally blown out 5 minutes before the match was over. And Kenny was like, keep your behind up. The best bout machine. Oh, right?
No, he hit that first V trigger. That was a wrap.
Richard got nothing but slander for Rich Swann today, and I love it. So, but once again, this stuff is all tying into the global. So these, like I said, Kenny Omega was willing to sacrifice himself to get people over, right? But he also got repaid that because he put people over. Roman Reigns doesn't put anybody over. Nobody. Zero. Nine. Zero. There's none of them. Nobody, right? And and then you go to the women's division, right? You have Charlotte Flair, it's crazy for her. She wants to put people over. She right. wanted to put Bianca Belair over. She did not want to fight on Becky Lynch again. She was like, I don't want to fight this heifer. I want to fight Bianca Belair because I want to give her this title. And they're like, no, we don't want to do that because, you know, it doesn't match our plan for her and Becky Lynch. I'm like, look, man, Becky Lynch going to carry that beef anyway. We all know that. But Sasha, get Sasha moment, Trevor. Bianca Belair, Bianca Belair versus Charlotte, to me, is a marquee fight. That is a WrestleMania main event scrap. Okay.
Yeah, I feel you.
Without doubt. Okay. No doubt in my mind. I'm like, yeah, I will sign up to watch that joint. They did that. They did a match beforehand. And I was like, oh my goodness, I need to see these two just go in WrestleMania. Like let them girls do something amazing at WrestleMania together. They would have been two athletic women. I mean, like, full, and I ain't talking about no fam. I'm talking about a fully collegiate athletic women that can just go. Let them go. WWE, now, you know, she's not ready yet. Okay, so we got the whole situation a couple months ago. We know where Charlotte Flair, you know, just kind of disrespect the titles and drop them off. She didn't get fired for that. Now, like, people have been fired for stuff like that. You know, they can't fire her. So just keep that in your medulla, okay? Keep that in your brain right now, okay? Keep that back here, okay? Keep that back here just for a moment, okay? We're gonna come back to it, okay? Now, Sasha comes back as the blueprint, right?
Mm-hmm.
We thinking that because she's the blueprint that she'll come back and win. Nope, they feed her to the man Becky Lynch in a Hell in a Cell match, a couple other matches.
Oh,
right.
I was so mad at them for that.
Then the pandemic happened. Becky is pregnant, right?
Mm-hmm.
And who's left to carry the bag? Oh, right. Bayley and Sasha. And literally, the most entertaining part of women's wrestling in WWE was the pandemic era. It was freaking fun. I was like, this is fun, and it's interesting, and it's because of two women, mm-hmm. Sasha Banks and Bayley. They gave Bayley and Sasha Banks the WWE tag team women's tag team championship. Then they gave it to like them frauds, the Iconics, right? You know what I'm saying? now I don't say that because I don't like the girls. To my wrestling wise, why in the world would you do that? They are a manager group. They're not wrestlers. Sorry. And folk that's delusional. I mean, we wanted Peyton Royce to be great. She had the keys to be great, but she just wasn't. And I was like, Billie Kay should have never been wrestling because she's dynamically, personality-wise, she would have been a phenomenal manager. Oh my goodness, she'd have been a great manager. Because she know how to get heat, she know how to make you laugh. You know what I'm saying? She has all the tools to be like a great manager, and they just look past that and made them into a team. And I'm like, I get it, but they just don't got the juice to do that. And the fact that you let them beat them at WrestleMania? Bruh. We was like, so Sasha left, you know, that's why she left, and she came back as a blueprint, and she lost to Becky Lynch.
Dude, listen. Oh, fun fact. You know, all right, so they ended up releasing both of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then they showed up in Impact. Got the belts their first night. They're not even in the profession anymore.
Yeah, they left. They left, right? I think they just announced their retirement for wrestling, for acting, which honestly is fair. I mean, like, and that's, I got no shade against. I think they're doggone entertaining. Lord knows I do. I think that they're both hilarious women that just get the current era. They know what they're doing when it comes to. That's how they got over, right? But when it comes to wrestling, they're on the same level as Lana. Lana got the business as a manager. But she did not get the business as a wrestler. That's, once again, like, and I said this about Miz. Miz gets the game as a talker. But did you watch that Cody Rhodes Miz match? Lord have mercy.
I was playing One Piece. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Bro, it was bad. Your boy botched a sunset flip. He botched like 4, 5, 6, 7 moves in that match. And a crowd, you know, because they so... We'll get to their compliance later. The crowd just sat there like, oh yeah. I was like, this dude is what the world. He's dangling about to kill Cody Rhodes if he messed this move up, you know. But he was still trying to. And then on Corey Graves, the man, what Cody Rhodes is pushing the Miz out of his comfort zone. He's going into every move of his arsenal. Like, what arsenal? What show you been watching for the? No, this is not in his arsenal. What are you talking about?
You know who wins.
Sunset flips? Sunset flips? The Miz? When?
You know who wins is here.
Yeah, I was like, bro, just stop, man. Just stop. Oh, just stop. This madness. Like, it would have been far better if we had a commentator that trashed wrestlers when they messed stuff up on commentary. Like Jim Ross. Jim Ross. Yeah. Jim Ross be like, I don't know why he did that. That doesn't make any sense at all to me. And I'm like, thank you, Jimmy. Thank you, J-Raw. JR is the best wrestling announcer, period. There ain't nobody better than him because he going to call a spade a spade. He's like, look, that was stupid. I'm like, thank you.
And they didn't. Yeah. Can't get in there.
Look, man. Range.
Like, know what? Since I respect you, I ain't going to say nothing. But, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you fine. Whatever come out your mouth, I'm going to ride with it.
Yep.
Everybody else, you know what I'm saying? I might feed y'all something from here from time to time. But JR, you get a free pass.
Oh, yeah. All day. Like, and you know JR is doing this from a point of passion because he's been watching wrestling and doing wrestling stuff since, like, the goodness, since the 80s.
Man.
70s and 80s. I mean, like your boy been in the game so long. It's like he done seen so much. Why would you not listen to it? If I was a wrestler in AEW, I would play it back and just listen to the commentary. Because this is valuable information you're getting from a person who scouted The Rock, who scouted Stone Cold Steve Austin. Mm-hmm. Right? Like this is not like no regular guy. This guy could see talent. He knows money.
Mick Foley, too.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like he knows money when he sees it. So I was like, listen to this man. This man knows what he's talking about. He's great. He's an excellent talent scout. And he knows what to tell you to keep you safe, alive, and also help you thrive. You know, but when he says stuff like that, I'm like, he's not burying them. This is criticism. Why? What happened to announcers being able to criticize the wrestlers? I mean, that happened all the time growing up. I mean, Jerry King Lawler pretty much existed to give criticism. You know what I'm saying? Like, outside of him just acting stupid, he would usually put valid criticism in there against other wrestlers. And I'm like, it's fair. It's fair information that you need to take in and just introspectively, like, oh, you know what? Maybe I do need work on that. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? But the whole totality of this, you know, says Sasha, every single time that there was supposed to be something big, you know, they pass up on her, and then all of a sudden they give her the big thing and it blows up. Now think about this. All this time, Becky Lynch has been championed by all the people. Oh, yeah, the man, da, 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 no TV spots. No real recognition outside of wrestling itself. You know, she didn't really get, like, called up to go see nobody to talk about no stuff. She wasn't being invited to Jimmy Kimmel. She wasn't being invited to none of that. She was just stuck in WWE, right? Mm-hmm. And this is not what the WWE wants, right? WWE wants superstars. They don't want wrestlers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair, beltless, were able to go anywhere. Sasha Banks is out there working on Mandalorian, beltless, right? Bianca Belair out here going to college, like black colleges and other places, like beltless, right? Then they put on one of the best female matches ever done in WWE at the WrestleMania main event. One that had me and Ice choked up watching the beginning, just the beginning alone, had us like, you know, trying to suck it back in. Like, all right, you know, just like, yeah. Like, all right. And that's, I'm all right over here, you know what I'm saying? Just get to the match, girls, get to the match. Because it was something you never thought conceivable, that two black women would be able to carry a feud to the main event of WrestleMania. Two black men haven't even done that yet. Let that sink in. Mm. Two black men can't put on an interesting story in WWE to save the goddamn life. MVP and Omos and Bobby Lashley is boring. It's boring.
Yeah,
and it needs to be stopped. Okay,
it ain't gonna stop.
There's a have to put that the old cartoon British. It needs to be stopped. It needs to be stopped. It needs to go away. Okay, I mean it needs to die. Like that feud needs to be thrown in the trash. It's like you can you imagine? I'm just gonna throw this in before we finish this thing up with Sasha Banks. And can you imagine Omos, Bobby Lashley, MVP, mm-hmm. Cedric Alexander, Shelton mm-hmm. Benjamin, Hurt Business. This stupid.
The problem
with WWE is stupid. They had
goal with the Hurt Business as it was.
Yes. No, I'm saying like
and then you could have added Omos. No, I'm saying like the man's still green, so you know.
Yeah, I mean, but if he's in a
injury,
he's in a group, you just put him in the background until he learns better. But you're around Bobby Lashley, one of the greatest powerhouses of all time. Okay. Right. You're around MVP, one of the greatest talkers of all time. He's in the top 15, top 20. Now, right. Let's not get this twisted. MVP can go on the microphone, right? And mm-hmm. on top of it, he's a good wrestler. He's not like the best, but he's a good wrestler. He can hold his own. He know how to pull you in. Cedric Alexander is one of Raw's talents they got. Boy, it's Raw. Like super duper Raw, right? Then you got Shelton Benjamin, the godfather, pretty much, of the Renaissance era of wrestling for black people. He's like one of the first ones to go out there and do something from Oldburg, South Carolina.
Carolina.
That's right. And, so like, and he's the gold standard. That dude, and they wasted him. They made Shelton Benjamin to a joke. This same dude you could wrestle Brock Lesnar without any problem. Same dude. They can match Brock Lesnar pound to power, but they refuse to let people know that.
Mm-mm.
Right? So we got all this stuff going on with them, and they refuse to put them in. Bro, can you imagine a world where that was actually the Hurt Business, and then you grab Apollo Crews?
Oh,
it's man. Either Apollo Crews should have been with the Bloodline, or Apollo Crews should have been with the Hurt Business, right?
Right.
And you got that whole crew, tag team champions, United States, U.S. champion, WWE World Heavyweight Champion. And for kicks and giggles, I'm going to be 100%. For kicks and giggles, I'd have made Omos a 24-7 champion because anybody can get it 24-7. That would have been my thing with him. Anybody can get it 24-7. Come in Omos if you want.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that would have gave that title some legitimacy. You got this big old sucker with this belt. And y'all trying to play goofy moves. This dude just towering over. What you gonna do?
Who gonna take it from
right? That's what I'm saying. So he 24/7. Anybody can get these hands. Anybody. Well, I can't say that because that was Braun Strowman. I'm about getting these hands.
Any man with two hands got a fighting chance.
And that's James Ellsworth. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, but like anybody can get it. Like 24/7, anybody can get it. I'll just leave it at that. 24/7, anybody can get it. And so like just have it, and then like have people like attacking him, and like him, and like they could be in the midst of the Hurt Business, and Hurt Business just jumping the dude. That'd be great TV.
Nah.
I'm just saying like that there's so much they could have done with this, and now we just got these trash. But Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair were able to carry a beef. Sasha Banks able to change her blue, to add another layer to her blueprint persona. She got the green, like the money part and the blueprint, right? Mm-hmm. Goes to WrestleMania as champion, loses to Bianca Belair because she is willing to lay down and get other people over. She did it for Charlotte Flair. She did it for Becky Lynch. She did it for Bayley.
Mm-hmm.
She did it for She did it for what's her name?
Alexa.
Alexa, thank you. For Alexa Bliss. You know what I'm saying? Like it's so then you know she comes to this WrestleMania, she's supposed to be in a program with Charlotte Flair, right? Which would have been dope. I'm like, okay, great. Like, because this is like a culmination. This is like 5 years later almost. Like WrestleMania, they never had a WrestleMania fight.
Yeah.
They never had one. So I'm like, I would be, that's a program. Can you imagine the program for that? You can go all the way back to 2014, 13, when they were like starting out in FCW and then going to NXT and showing how like Charlotte and her were kind of pushing each other to go up the ladder and they finally main event WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, I mean, the emotion of that would have pulled people in. Nope, they threw it away. They threw it away because Ronda Rousey was coming back after she had her daughter, right? And this is no shade towards Ronda. Ronda Rousey is one of the best athletic women that we've ever had in the history of the United States of America, okay? Multiple time champion, everything. I'm not going to take none of it, but as a wrestler, this girl is terrible, okay? She does not, I don't think, she's so used to UFC that she's used to like, you know, cussing, fighting, spitting, all the, you know, she's used to that. She can't do that WWE because you can tell she has a leash on her whenever she opens up her mouth. She's robotic, right? And then she gets in a match, and we know this chick can hurt you. We know that. We know she can hurt you, but you can tell that she's restraining herself. And I'm like, this, she doesn't know how to do a Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar knows how to make it look like he really like busted you up, but he's sending you home with your family, and y'all can eat dinner later.
Yeah.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Brock Lesnar could beat the pumps off you. I mean, like flat out beat the pumps off your behind and make it look like he beat the pumps off you and that you're going to be in the hospital for the next week or two. And the next 15, 20 minutes, you get cleaned up and you get to go home and kick it with the family. Everything comes scared. But I don't think that Ronda knows how to do that yet. And they keep pushing her into the main event. And I'm like, she ain't ready. I understand why, because you're thinking the casual fan would see Ronda Rousey and they want to jump in, but think a little bit better about the casual fan. The casual fan is a little bit smarter than that. A little bit, not a whole lot, but a little bit smarter than that. Like, eh.
Especially,
yeah, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't make sense to me. So you threw away a money match in Sasha Banks versus Charlotte Flair as a main event at WrestleMania. I would have spent it. I would have done like no disqualification. I would have done something extra because them girls can't. They just got a charisma against each other that it's palpable. Every time they scrap, it's just a dope fight, right? So they threw that away. So I was like, what? So that was her strike 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and I understand right there. It's that they pulled her from that, and then they're like, all right, we're going to give you the tag team champions again with Naomi, right? And Naomi is like one of Sasha's mentors. Like, let's not get this twisted. The people keep getting this twisted. Like, Sasha is the one that can manipulate Naomi. Adrian's stupid self says some stuff. I'm like, woman, silly, that's silly of you to say. She was Cameron on WWE TV with Naomi as a Funkadactyl. She's talking about, well, I think that Sasha Banks manipulated. Naomi was the one who used to protect Sasha Banks. Naomi was the one, her and Tamina, were the ones that would always protect Sasha Banks and her stuff when the women were trying to haze her when she came to the main roster.
Yep. I remember that.
What in the world? They made team bad because of that. That's what we got the team bad situation from because of that. Now you telling me that woman may have not accomplished much that you don't really see, that you don't think that she can sit up there with Sasha Banks. And I'm like, she's been around longer. A, B, she's had multiple title reigns and she's done them well. Right. Mm-hmm. I'm like, she's not no slouch. She may not be the quote unquote star power that Sasha Banks got. Yeah, but let's not get this twisted. Naomi's a vet.
Yep.
Veteran wise, thinking Naomi, husband is Jimmy Uso, who's in the bloodline. They're doing well. And I don't blame her for being like, you know what, man, this is doggone disrespectful. And she already had stuff to say about this earlier, right? It was like early in the year. Her Big Swole and a couple of people know Big Swole. No, like, I get what she was coming at, but Tony Khan had a point, and that's hard for folk to accept. But I'm like, sorry, y'all, but what he said was kind of right. Like you watch her matches back, and man wasn't lying to you. You watch her GCW and stuff match, he wasn't lying to you. And that's like no shade towards her, but just like look, I'm not signing up to watch a Big Swole match. You're like the Miz to me. I don't want to watch your match. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's like, I'm just being real. Personality wise, love Big Swole. Absolute love. But wrestling wise, I don't even want to attempt to watch it. I tried. I was disappointed every single time. You know, but like you got this situation with Naomi, the vet, and Sasha Banks may have the more star. She's like a little sister in this situation. You don't think Naomi ain't had no say in this? Everybody thinking that like Naomi's just following the leader. Oh, Sasha Banks the one who manipulated. I'm like, she's the mentor here. Can they just be, for the sake of argument, Icy, could it just be that they were just fed up?
Right. Especially both of them.
I mean, like, they both of them been, like, flat out disrespected. They were given the and this is what really, really angered me about the women's championship, the tag team championship match, right? I mean, championship belts and titles, whatever y'all want to call it. There's so much potential in what you could do. Can you? You have Sasha Banks proposed this, and they look right past him like freaking fools. They have unlimited access to every single WWE program where there are women and tag teams.
Yeah,
they have NXT. You have SmackDown and Raw, and you also got NXT UK.
Man, listen, because that was when it was her and Bayley. They wanted to. There was the stipulation was, quote unquote,
any female
to every
single one. Every single one. Bro, how many stars would that have had if they had followed this, right? How many stars would that have had if they had just followed this one precept where Sasha and Bayley could go to any show, wrestle on any pay-per-view as the tag team champions? And then so somebody threw up a counter argument, well, that means that, you know, that if a person that wasn't as well known would wrestle them, that people wouldn't know who they are. Sucker, they hardly know who anybody is right now. Sure, that's a freaking stupid argument because let's be real about the situation. WWE doesn't know how to build stars. So if you weren't a star that was built in the early 2000s or the 2010s, you don't have a chance of being understood anyway. Name me a star, like a star in WWE that came out in the past 5 years.
Not Roman. Not Roman.
Bro. Yeah, like because Roman counts for 2010. He came in 2012. So he don't count. He counts for the early 2010s. I'm talking about the past 5 years. Name me a dog on WWE superstar that matters to WWE right now.
No, because they already have to do
it. And they fired them all. You know, it's like people that could have been stars, they fired them. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like when you look at that, it's like it wouldn't have mattered anyway. Like, I mean, if I was WWE, I'm like, all right, look, we ain't got nothing to lose. You know, so you girls, you can, if as long as you can do the shows that we're telling you to do, and you can do these extra shows, go and have at it. Have fun. Right? And that doesn't mean you have to wrestle on every show. There's just appearances, building a beef to a pay-per-view, doing backstage attacks, and then just doing something to get the hype of cross-brand warfare when it comes to these tag team titles. Bro, can you imagine what a Survivor Series would look like with a team from NXT, Raw, and SmackDown females scrapping against each other for one title for the tag team, women's tag team titles.
Right.
That's
probably another reason why they you know what I'm saying, everybody, like, you know what I'm saying, pretty much everybody, quote unquote, burying Sasha and Naomi now.
Yep.
They probably think that, oh, okay, well, if I side with them, they're gonna I'm gonna be on, that's gonna be my head rolling next.
We both know that ain't true. And so like nobody's replacing Sasha Banks. Okay. Nobody. Okay. Nobody's replacing Naomi. Nobody. Nobody has the athleticism of Naomi in the W outside of Bianca Belair. That's it. Bianca Belair is the closest one that can come to the pure athleticism of Naomi. Okay. Nobody has a charisma. I mean, I would even push this into the men's side. Nobody has a charisma of Sasha Banks.
Right.
I mean, I no offense to Roman, but not even Roman has a pure raw charisma that Sasha Banks got. I mean, this girl can flip. She can flip between heel and babyface like The Rock.
Man, listen.
I mean, like, if for some reason she ain't big enough, I'm like, that's your fault. That's your fault.
I think it's because Vince personally didn't have anything to do with her.
Yeah.
Because, honestly, because think about it. NXT Sasha.
Bro.
Man, listen.
NXT Sasha was on a whole nother playing field, bro.
Take over Respect. When bro. She made Izzy cry.
Bro.
Dude.
Bro. it was crazy.
Yeah, Sasha would have took that belt back.
Man. Bro. Oh, the heartbreak. I mean, that's like last night's Raw, Seth Rollins, you know, snatched that belt from that kid that Cody Rhodes took the belt from. Now, I laughed. I'm not even going to say a lie. I laughed my behind off.
I'm going to laugh out loud for that.
But my problem with that was that there was no emotion from the crowd.
Nah.
We'll get to that in our future episode. But yeah, like, just the – they don't even know how to get heat anymore. I mean, like the Bloodline got the most heat. You know, like, you saw them kids crying when they beat RK-Bro. I mean, like, they got the most heat. I mean, like, well, the Usos, not Roman Reigns. Usos got the most heat. You know what I'm saying? Like, right now, I was like, them kids was flat out crying into their parents' laps. Dude, it was great.
It was some grown people out there crying too.
Especially when they put Matt Riddle through that doggone table. You know what I'm saying? Like homeboy pulled a WWE 2K on 2K22 move. He said, I'm gonna go ahead and jump through this doggone, let me get on this top rope real quick. It was great. I mean, it was a dope. I mean, that was a pay-per-view quality match too. Like that particular match was great, right? So everything the Bloodline is doing is interesting, but it's at the expense of everybody else. You know, Sasha is like in a situation where she's like, I'm at the expense of everybody else. The idea was that on that Raw, when that six-pack challenge was going up, where it was her, Naomi, Doudrop, Nikki Ash, I'm not calling her ASH, Nikki Ash, or Nikki Cross. Right. Becky Lynch and Asuka, right? The six-pack challenge, Naomi was supposed to win by pinning Sasha Banks. Now, this is speculative now, like we're waiting on all this stuff to solidify, like whether or not this is real, but the thing we do know is that Naomi was supposed to win. And after winning that, it was supposed to be Naomi versus Bianca Belair, and then Sasha against Ronda Rousey, right?
And they were both going to lose at the
paper. They were both going to lose. And then they were going to go back. They did not lose their tag team titles during this time. So they were both going a whole like month off beefing with, you know, these two champions or whatever. And then they both get beat and then they go back to their tag team championship. What value do these things got now? You know, and that was the question. Like, so you pulled me from WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
Pulled me out of WrestleMania. You put me in this thing and you tell me that I can build tag team wrestling again for women because it needs help. And then you say, oh, yeah, well, they don't really mean that much. We need you to go on a program with these girls, with Rousey and Belair. We need you to go against them real quick. Oh, so what's the blowout going to be? Are we going to be able to do anything? No, you're going to lose. And then after you lose, you guys can go back together and do a tag team run that way. Does that sound good? No, that don't sound good. Why don't we just do it this way? Why don't we beef with Doudrop and Nikki Ash? You know what I'm saying? And it starts in a six-pack. But let Asuka or Becky win the match, but let the reason why we didn't win be because of Doudrop and Nikki Ash. That sounds like a far better idea, right? So
I like it.
No, that doesn't really fit our narrative. We don't want that. We want you two to go against Ronda Rousey and Bianca Belair. They have no beef against Bianca Belair and Ronda Rousey. The beef is you don't know how to manage my image. What are you doing? Ric Flair had the same issue in 92 with Eric Bischoff, and he went to WWE and won Royal Rumble, and we got that famous promo with a tear in my eye. This is the greatest moment of my life, right? Hulk Hogan, 95. I know y'all don't like him, but just keep it a buck now. Hulk Hogan, 95, 94, whatever it was not getting respect he was due in WWE. He left, went to WCW, and we got a New World Order out of that.
Whew.
Hollywood Hulk Hogan. Now say what you want to say. Hollywood Hulk Hogan from like 96 to 98 was gangster. All right, now everything after that, we ain't talking about that. But we talking about the good part. We talking about the good part of this now. You know what I'm saying? I'm just thinking of like recent people who left and just like went off and did Kurt Angle. You know, like we got Perk Angle out of this. But you know, that's not a it's not particularly something to brag about. But just saying, you know, we got Perk Angle. When he left WWE, we got Percocet Perk Angle, okay? And he went to TNA and he gave us some of the best matches we've ever seen in our whole lives. Empty arena match with Sting, him versus Samoa Joe, him versus AJ Styles, just these banger hits, right? Not saying that drug use is good, but Kurt Angle, for some reason, was phenomenal. That dude was literally a wrestling machine. I'm not even going to say it.
It's been a while, man.
Yeah, homeboy was a savage out there. So yeah, I'm just thinking like people who left and were able to just revitalize their whole... John Moxley, Dean Ambrose. They said, well, Dean Ambrose left the right way. No, he told them, I'm not coming back. I'm done with y'all. So they chose to embarrass him on TV every single week, even to the point where they embarrass his wife. You remember that joint?
Yep.
They had Bobby Lashley come out there and say something real disrespectful about his wife. And I was like, Bobby, man, come on, bro. I know you're getting paid a check, but there's certain things you know you ain't supposed to do. This is wrong because you know that he can't beat you in this match.
They even had Marie slap her too.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like there's a lot of stuff. And I mean, I don't blame her for leaving because like she was like, oh, my contract's up too. So like, once it's up, I'm gone. I don't blame her. You know what I'm saying? They did like when Rusev left and became the God's favorite champion, Miro.
Yes.
Lana, you know, though we don't think the wrestling acumen for her is very good, but let's just call a spade a spade. They bullied Lana for like 2 months. Nia Jax, with her unprotected self, throwing that girl through a table almost every single day. It seemed like it was just crazy. We're like, what's the payoff going to be? Her just beating her in a match? No, this chick need to be wall rolling out in a stretcher. And like, put me through a dog on table. I need to be pushing her off something higher. You gonna be sitting? You gonna put me through a table, and the blow off is I roll you up for a pin. Who wrote this, man?
Nah, man, her payoff was winning the Survivor Series by default.
Yeah, but what does that do though? You know what I'm saying? It's like they do the happenstance wins, and it doesn't build any stars, so people leave, right? No, like the Karrion Kross, like I told you, I couldn't stand Karrion Kross's character. Karrion Kross in WWE was one of the most boring characters I've ever seen in my whole life. But Killer Kross though? Oh, Killer Kross is a savage. The one from TNA? That dude right there was built different, right? But Karrion Kross was
never gave that man a mic.
Yeah, no. Yeah, this is like, no, this version of your character needs some soul searching. Killer Kross is already an established character. But yeah, you know, he left. Did bodybuilding, more bodybuilding, doing a couple shows, stuff like that. Grew his hair back out. Dude out there doing his thing. Scarlett, his wife, fiance, I don't know if they're married or whatever. You know, she out there doing her own thing too. Like, they're like, it's weird to me because the thing that I'm beginning to see with WWE is that they're pushing away the people who would be superstars to build their company. They're just pushing them away. They're like oh, Sasha Banks, she been a man lawyer. We ain't going to talk about that though. You know what I'm saying? Like, She's taking WWE to areas where it has not been since The Rock.
Right.
John Cena hardly talks about WWE anymore. He's retired for the most part. He's part-time, okay? He doesn't have to talk about WWE. He can talk about his career now. Sasha Banks was still a full-time employee doing The Mandalorian, talking about WWE in public, and people are like, oh, you're a wrestler? Wait, let me watch your match. Oh, she dope. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how The Rock did. The Rock was on, like, Star Trek Deep Space Nine and a couple of things. He was just doing random appearance before he became a superstar. And he was pulling more people to WWE. He was going to, you know, the different award shows and stuff like that. You know, that's what he did. He went to talk shows to talk. He was sitting with celebrities and chilling with them. Who's doing that in WWE right now? Only one person, Sasha Banks. And your genius idea is to alienate this girl. When she already got all these hooks in her from the outside world, they want her. So this is what WWE did, Ice. They froze her contract, meaning that she had 2 months left. Now she can have 6 months left. It don't matter now. So they're going to pretty much they use a litigation against her because she left them. Now, they didn't do that to Tony Storm. Yeah. They didn't do that to Jeff Hardy, right? Yep. They don't do it to Sasha Banks. Why do you think that is? Huh? Because they know. They know who the star is.
Listen, back when, I'm gonna rewind a little bit when you brought up Charlotte. They actually came out their mouth and said, well, no, I ain't gonna say they. I want to say it was a source.
Okay.
The source was like, all right, well, they didn't pull the trigger on doing that for Charlotte because they felt like that would be basically hand delivering her to AEW.
Okay, yeah, that is true. You know, you told me tomorrow because her husband's. I mean, well, I think they did get married. I think they get married. I don't know because I know she's taking time off. I don't know if that's to actually go ahead and do the marriage, but I know that she's engaged to El Idolo. So Andrade, and you're right. I mean, they would have hand delivered her to AEW. I mean, like we already know that Sasha Banks. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I mean, like Sasha Banks will wield too much power because she's not only coming in as a women's wrestler, she's coming in as a freaking superstar. She's what Jade Cardinal and them wanna be. Okay. Let's keep it at a buck. And that's like no shade towards Jade and them, but Jade and them ain't got there yet. They ain't there yet. Sasha Banks is already there. She been to the ESPY. She done got roles in TV shows and stuff like that. Likely movies in the future now. We know that, you know, so we know that that's what she's like. She's gearing herself up to do. So like that's you're paying this woman that has full crossover appeal. They have nobody else like that in AEW. Not the zero. That's AEW's problem. That they don't have zero crossover appeal. You have to have crossover appeal. There has to be something out here that you can collaborate with to bring them all in. Not just wrestlers, but some other stuff too. You don't have to be the quote unquote sports entertainer all the way, but you have to have a way to throw hooks out to get you into other programs. Cody was trying to do that. I'll give him props for that. But Cody and AEW just, I mean, as message goes out, he just wasn't a good fit. That's what I say. He fits better with WWE, but he wasn't a really good fit for AEW because of the way he was. But I was like, they could have been doing stuff. Like Kenny Omega was always going to game and stuff. That's crossover appeals. He brought the gamers with him to AEW, right? So, right. You need other people in other avenues doing the same thing where they're pulling people from other places to come and watch. Otherwise, it's going to drown. WWE is in a drowning phase, but the thing was they threw their net out so wide that even though they're drowning, it's still enough that they got. Because their market hasn't grown.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it stayed the same, and then it shrinks, and it keeps doing this right here. AEW threw out a medium-sized net, and they refused to make a bigger net. I'm like, you need to make a bigger net. Throw it out there so you can get more people. Sasha Banks would be an excellent like ace in the hole for them for crossover appeal if they did want to do that. You know, like and just having her beef with like Britt Baker or
I
think that'd be freaking dope right there. Both of them submissions, both of them had submission moves as a finisher. That would be pretty dope. The they both can talk, you know what I'm saying? Like that would be fun to watch, you know, like watching her versus Britt Baker. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, like stuff like that, just giving them the space to like be creative, bring Sasha in as the heel and make Britt Baker the hero. Literally, let's see Britt Baker as an anti-hero, hero archetype going against the maniacal WWE transplant, Sasha Banks, who would probably just bought Mercedes on Mercedes when she goes there. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, like just the you have this opportunity to like WWE had every opportunity to keep this thing right, and they refused to do it. They went about this. I mean, it's so freaking petty. How they dealt with this situation, like from the statements, You know, like, oh, well, they had 8 hours to train. They had problems with two people. That was already proven false. And they had problems with anybody in the match. And I'm like, you suckers are tap dancing for your goddamn life. And every time you open up your mouth, we know you lying to us. We know you lying. Know you lying to us, yo. I mean, but we wrong. We wrong for assuming that you lying to us. You lying to me. We know you lying.
And did you see the tweet that CM Punk did?
Yeah, I saw the tweet that CM Punk did. CM Punk was, because he knows.
Right.
Who knows this better than CM Punk? Right? Like, CM Punk was like the archetype for leaving and just being like, I'm done with y'all, right? And how bitter WWE was towards him leaving. And it's like, you were not going to give this man anything. Why would he stay?
Oh, they gave him something. They gave him something on his wedding day.
Yeah, they fired a man on his wedding day. So it's like you got all this stuff that, like, oh, you know, we treated Punk with respect. No, you didn't. What is wrong with you people? You know what I'm saying? Like I don't understand. I'm like, I don't know. I mean, like, yeah, CM Punk, you know, said something about it. You saw FTR had something to say about it too.
Oh.
Yeah, because like he was like, yo, he said fight for it. He said fight for it even when people don't even think that that you know what you're talking about. Fight for it anyway, right? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I was like that because, like, remember Dax and I always forget the
Dax and Cash
and Cash. Like, Dax and Cash, they left because WWE had very bad creative for them.
Yeah,
right. And so they were gonna put them boys in like Mad Hatter suits. You know what I'm saying?
And it doesn't look like Mario and Luigi on steroids.
For real. It was such a bad idea. It was clearly a bad idea, right? You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, but they're like, but once again, they the villains of the story are the people who raise up against corporations. How does that look? I don't understand people, bro. Oh my goodness. I don't understand people, bro. Yeah, like, doesn't matter if your opinion of your coworker is positive or negative. Stand with them because they'll do the same thing to you and you'll wish someone help. Trust me, you're expendable. Together, you're unstoppable. Where's the line there? Right there. Where's the line? There's no line with CM Punk's head. Ain't no doggone line there. Like, homeboy say, like, look, you well, if everybody stood up at the same time for something that they know is wrong, then, you know, people are more bound to listen. But if you stand alone, then you got to stand alone and strong. You got to do it all by yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like mm-hmm. all by yourself, y'all. I mean, like that's a lonely place to be. You know, when you just out here, you're out here in the streets all by yourself. You know, WWE not putting out a statement when Tony Storm walked out or CM Punk walked out. but putting out it's not us. They did this and that and had these complaints and these demands and felt uncomfortable and left us barehanded and booty out. For Sasha and Naomi, got me a little, and then you got the hotel squid without here. You know what I'm saying? Looking real suspicious. You know what I'm saying? This is real talk. I'm like, this type of stuff is like, look, you can say all you want, but this situation got a little bit more nuance to it. Than her just leaving because she's spoiled. Because that's why, because they're spoiled. That's why they left. Liv Morgan even tweeted out Sasha Banks. You know what I'm saying? So it's like folk under, they get the game. They just trapped. That's why they got mad respect for them, man. I'll read it for the audience. Like, this is FTR talking about Sasha and Bayley when they were trying to get the tags. Because, like, you know, they've been asked for the tag team titles for years. Before they got it, right? So like people had to put that in context too, is that they were like, look, you don't have an additional title outside the world heavyweight title or the world title for the women. It would be nice if we had like either intercontinental type of joint for females, also like a tag team title for females, because we got too many ladies here and they're just fighting, but it's not for anything. Sasha said it on the Stone Cold podcast. Look, you know, we have all these women back here fighting for nothing. So what if we just put up a tag team title? And then that way we can have storyline saying, yeah, I want that. I want to be a champion. It makes doggone sense, right?
Makes sense to me.
Right. So I'm like, yeah. So this is FTR, you know, saying this about Sasha and Bayley when they got the tag team titles finally made. And so I watch them every week Every Monday night, I watched them stand right outside of Vince's door and beg him for the opportunity to make the WWE Women's Tag Team Championships happen. Not for just them, but for all the women. And when you are that determined, and when you are that passionate about making something happen, especially for something that you love, you can't deny that. This is why FTR is one of the greatest tag team champions on the doggone planet right now. Both of them Cadillac born too, by the way. Representing the Cadillacs even better, you know. So yeah, I mean, like so now, this is crazy. Like Jim Cornette supports Sasha Banks. CM Punk, FTR supports Sasha Banks. Nobody cares about this guy. You know, like but yeah. But the other ones qualify absolutely. He supports too, but I don't care nothing about him. Yeah, that's very true. If FTR and especially William Regal talk to Sasha, then Mercedes is all elite. That's WWE's fear. WWE is like, yeah, we don't want her to leave the way that that we wanted to. Let me see. I'm gonna play this and we'll end it and we'll let Michael Cole bury himself again. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like we'll let him do it of his own merit.
Okay, talk about what happened this past Monday night when Sasha Banks and Naomi let us all down. The WWE.
Watch Pat McAfee's face. He was so goddamn uncomfortable with these statements. Right. Just watch it.
Tag team champions walked off the show and walked out of the building during Monday Night Raw. They were supposed to take part in this, the main event, the six-pack challenge, where the winner would be next in line to face Bianca Belair for the Raw Women's Championship. However, Sasha and Naomi took the tag team championships into the office of our head of talent relations, left them there, and then promptly walked out of the arena. Their actions disappointed millions of WWE fans and their fellow superstars. So because of what Sasha and Naomi did this past Monday night, they have been suspended indefinitely. And we will have a future tournament to crown the new WWE Women's Tag Team Champions.
Now, I find it funny they're going to do a tournament with what women? No, I'm talking what tag teams. That's what she was complaining about. What tag teams? You refuse to let us build new tag teams. Every time they built new tag teams, they fired the chicks and they went on to the next one. So it's like
Vince don't like. See, that's another problem. Vince don't like tag team wrestling.
He doesn't. He's going on record as saying that he doesn't really see it being very useful. But then you think about
all of these people.
Yeah, you think about this, you know, you think about this situation, and this is excellent. Like, this is excellent spot to land on right here. So this was like the tag team, you know, of the year for 2021. Young mm-hmm. Bucks, right? Mm-hmm. Now think about this. They were the Young Bucks were able to take tag team wrestling and flip that into building a company.
I mean,
Kenny Omega and Adam Page were able to take two terrible storylines they were both kind of getting and merge them into a beautiful mastercraft story, where it was just two dudes that were just kind of out of it, that found their passion again, fighting together, while at the same time Adam was dealing with his own stuff and Kenny was also dealing with his own, but they were just freaking good, great as a tag team. FTR, one of the best pure athletic tag teams on the planet, also separate, phenomenal wrestlers. Ground, pound for pound, some of the best wrestlers you can find right now. No flips, none of that. They don't got to do none of that stuff. And the match is still fire. I mean, it's like, yeah, you know how hard that is to do in 2022? To have an engaging match where you don't even jump on the top rope.
Oh, man.
That's hard, man. I mean, they pull it off every single time. Zack Sabre Jr. and Taichi. Woo. Bayley and Sasha are in the top five.
Top five dead or alive.
Penta and Ray Phoenix. You know what I'm saying? Taylor and Trent, Josh Alexander and Ethan Page. It's like, look, man, you had lightning in a bottle and you said, nah, this ain't it. This ain't it. You know what I'm saying? Like, this ain't it. You know, we know what we doing. We know what we doing. You know, we better than them, you know, and nobody's bigger than the company. That's always something that Vince Melo is saying. Like, who's the company though, Vince? Who is the company? Is it you? You company? Because no offense to you, bro, but it seems like a lot of these things you be saying that's supposed to work ain't working. Yeah. Just it's bad. You know, it's bad. It's bad that we're at this place right now where they don't get what they're supposed to get. They were supposed to, this should have been a whole division. Yeah. There would have been a whole division built around them two ladies, man. Like just thrown away because they don't see the meaning in tag team wrestling. Sasha Banks and Naomi were right. They were right. If you don't like the method, that's perfectly fine. But they were right. Anything else to add there, bro?
I stand with Sasha and Naomi.
Same. Yeah, so that's going to do it for this episode. Solve those enigmas. Now leave them unsolved. And do the vampire. Cover up your mouth when you cough or sneeze.
Blah, blah.
Blah, blah. And wash your filthy hands. And we out, y'all.
Holla.